Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with a little bit of Three Lions on a Shirt chat. And here's Ivan Toney speaking for the first time as an England player ahead of Italy against England live on TalkSport on Friday night. Although, as he's not actually become an England player yet, is he an England player? Or is he just... Anyway, he said that he has to take this opportunity in the hope that he can make the World Cup squad in November. And I think he can.
It's gone in! It's 4-1! Ivan Toney sets the seal on the 3 points for Brentford.
Never doubted it. I feel like I have full confidence in myself. I feel like you just got to keep working hard, and it makes it that much sweeter when you do get the chance. Like you said, I've never played for any of the other age groups, so going straight to the senior squad, it's a big achievement, and I'm very proud of it, and I wouldn't have wanted it to go any other way.
Toney! Ivan Toney has scored. Ball broke inside the penalty area. Oh, Thomas Frank hugging his coaching staff, and across comes Ivan Toney. What a huge goal that is!
I've always had the mindset on I'm a League One player, but the mindset is of a Premier League player. And if you manifest it, then you always have a big chance of doing it. So no matter where I was, whether it was on loan here, there, and everywhere, I always believe myself that one day I'll be a Premier League player. I'm a Premier League player, and now I'm an England international. I think from a young age, I've believed in myself, I've believed in my ability, and here I am now.
Now, here's the Scottish legend that is Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, and former England winger Andros Townsend, discussing their Three Lions World Cup 11 if the tournament started tomorrow, which of course it doesn't, so what's the point of this?
In goal, no doubt, although the media like to pretend that there's better options out there. In goal, Jordan Pickford. Reece James, right back. Carl Walker, right side of a three with Maguire and Stones. At the moment, I'd probably go Chilwell at left back, although, yeah, it's up for grabs at the minute. Two holding midfielders, I'd go Rice, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say Bellingham, slightly over Mount, but either or. And then the front three, I'd go Sterling, Kane, and just Phil Foden over Saka.
Barring one change, you've virtually gone with Andros, haven't
Pick
you?
Minds think alike.
Yeah, I've gone with Pickford in goal, a back three of Stones, Dyer in the middle of a back three with Walker. In the midfield, wing-backs, Chilwell on the left and James, Reece James on the right. I had to think about that one because obviously you've got Trent Alexander at Liverpool's being highlighted as not a very good defender, but going forward, there's no one better. So I've gone with James because I think you would start with him if you see how the game went. But if you need to chase the game, you'd get Trent on because of his delivery. In the middle, Rice and Bellingham. Obviously, Rice more of a sitter, and Bellingham, you know, go in there and see what you can create. Yeah. And up front, Sterling, Kane, and Foden. I'm a big fan of Harry Kane. I think you're no, I'm saying, I'll look at Simon when I say, your
do.
World Cup hopes. Depend
on Kane.
Depend on Kane having a very good World Cup.
Kane! The roar says it all. England have turned it around and lead by 2-1.
If he has a very good World Cup and I'm trying hard. It's really difficult for me to say this, but you could actually win it.
An on fire Kane could win the World Cup for England.
Then, yeah, because he is a world class player. And you know my definition of a world class player: someone who could go and get in anyone else's team. And he's the only one out of that 11 that we've named that could do that right now.
On to Ian Herbert, great surname, the Mail's deputy chief sports writer, who has just come back from Qatar on the accommodation in the country. Yeah, I bet he went first class.
Information's really hard to come by there in Qatar, you know, because it's really hard to get a sense of what's built and what's not built. So all you can really do is just go to some of the addresses that have been given and look. And I think it's not just the fact that they do look a bit soulless individually. It just looks like there's row upon row of these places, you know. So it does look like a bit of a prisoner of war camp, really, to be honest. And it's very hard to know whether there's going to be any communal facilities there. You know, what's the food going to be like? Where can people gather and all that sort of stuff? So that's difficult. And I think fundamentally the problem with Qatar as a World Cup venue is that, and Doha, is it's just a very, very small place. So it's just trying to cram in a million travelling fans. I mean, it was always going to be difficult. There are loads of different options with the accommodation that they're going to try and get local people to rent out their houses or rent out rooms and stuff. So there'll be different options. Yeah, this supply is going to be a problem, I think. It does all look really last minute from what I saw the week before last.
On now to the new Brighton manager, Roberto De Zerbi, speaking for the first time. Blimey, that's unbelievable. Oh, sorry, there's more on the other side. Since being appointed the manager of the Seagulls.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm very proud to be the new head coach. I want to say thank you, the chairman and all the club. I have studied every single player, and I think I will do a very, very good job.
I am delighted to say the man who has been very much involved in his appointment, the chief executive of Brighton, Paul Barber, joins us live. Paul, as I explained to the listeners and the viewers on YouTube and Facebook, indebted to you for doing this. Tell me about Roberto De Zerbi. Why him?
We've been looking at what Roberto has been doing in Italy for a while. It's normal for our chairman, as you know, to have a long list of, or a short list rather, of coaches that we look at for a long period. And Roberto was on that list. We've been particularly interested with what he did at Sassuolo, where he managed to get a couple of top 10 finishes with a relatively small Italian club. And then obviously moved on to Shakhtar, where he did very well as well, albeit for a short time before, sadly, the war broke out. So we've been aware of Roberto for some time. He was the first choice for us, the only person that we spoke to in our process, the only person we approached in the process. And we're delighted to have him with us.
Now, Brendan Rodgers is his future as Leicester manager. He's reportedly under increasing uncertainty ahead of the international break following the 6-2 hammering at Spurs on Saturday. Graham Souness, or Souness, no one really knows, says he should be looking over his shoulder. What, so he thinks he's going to be a cab driver next?
Whatever decision the board wanted to make, I will always respect them. I hope to continue, certainly embracing the challenge.
I hate talking about managers losing their jobs, but I think there's a real risk of that. Although, in recent history, you know, Leicester have been a fabulous football club. They have dropped off considerably in terms of the quality that they now have. But in saying that, there are a far better group of players than what they're showing right now. And ultimately, that's down to the manager. But this team are underperforming. And it's Brendan's job to get the best out of this group of players. And you have to see right now, that is not happening. So I think he's at real risk.
On now to boxing. Here's Fight Night presenter Adam the Kathmandu Catchall, claiming we are very close to seeing Tyson Fury against Anthony Joshua confirmed to take place in Cardiff. So it's not been confirmed yet. So here's Adam reporting on stuff that's not been confirmed.
We're teetering on that 90 percentile now. We're getting there. Listen, you know what Tyson Fury's like. I don't know what mood he's going to get up in this morning. What is he going to change his mind? I don't know. But everything seems to be going in the right direction. Everybody I've spoken to and all the stumbling blocks of promotional, well, whether it be percentage splits of the purse, whether it be promoters getting on with each other, broadcasters, venues and dates, everybody's just got, that's sorted. So basically now, it's agreed in principle, it comes down to signing the contract. Once that contract's signed, I fully anticipate that in Cardiff on December the 3rd, we will all be getting to see a fight that we've been waiting to see for the last 3 years.
So does Joshua stand a chance against Fury? No. And here's your proof, with yours truly, putting former world champion Darren Barker in his place.
Probably the biggest fight in boxing. You've got Errol Spence, Terence Crawford, another huge fight. But I think AJ Fury, even though he's lost three of his last five, AJ, it's massive. Can you imagine? You sell Wembley Stadium out twice. It is absolutely massive. But yeah, you've got to make Fury a big favourite in that fight.
I think if Joshua wins, it'll be one of the biggest upsets.
I know, that's just ridiculous, though.
So much so, Darren, that if he won it, AJ, he can walk into TalkSport Studios with the gloves on from the fight and I'll eat one of them.
What makes you say that anyway? Just out of
because I'll be hungry that day.
Remember, this is the heavyweight division.
I know,
they're the biggest punchers. I know that. If AJ hits Fury correctly on the point of the chin, that's a big if.
Yeah, but Wilder did that and he got up.
He did get up, but you got to remember, Wilder? 15 stone wet. AJ, I mean, if he, with all of that weight behind him, if he was to catch Fury...
I don't know. Who's got a better punch? Deontay Wilder or AJ?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you probably would lean towards Wilder.
I can't see it in a million years, Darren. I really can't. Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the fallout from Moeen Ali's England. Easy for me to say. Beating Pakistan in the first T20. Q John Norman. Or should that be Bat John Norman? Because obviously Q's are in snooker. It's not even funny.
It went England's way. Their first match in Pakistan for 17 years. They've beaten their hosts by 6 wickets. Alex Hales on his return to the England side with 53, getting England's run chase off to the perfect start. 159 the target, finished off by Harry Brook. Luke Wood picking up 3 wickets on debut as well. So a nigh on perfect day for England, who've beaten Pakistan by 6 wickets.
Brilliant performance. I thought we were outstanding throughout. Obviously, they got a great start. We pulled the game back really well in the middle period, and at the death in particular, we were fantastic. And a lot of praise to the bowlers because they actually set the game up for our batters, who actually on a difficult surface, I thought we played really, really well.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. or if you're using a 24-hour clock, 1600. Anyway, there will be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for the Daily Podcast at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. Tom, just curiously, what time is first thing in the morning? About 4 a.m. Or if you've got a 24-hour clock, it's just 4 a.m. Or another way to look at 4 a.m., of course, is an hour to 5 a.m. Or if you want to be really pedantic, it's... No, you don't. Forget it. Just download it.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.